It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. This is a very special Friday podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's we haven't done this thing for a while, Jim? But it's ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And Drewy Howell has written a book called The Idiot's Guide to Anglin' and Danglin'. And we love for anyone who has a crack bill. And this man has come up with a very nice product we need to know more about. Drewy, welcome.
G'day, boys. JB, Bill, how are we?
All right, now tell us, we're going beautifully, mate. Tell us a bit about The Idiot's Guide to Angling and Dangling, because Bill and I, no one knows less about fishing than the two of us.
Well, that is perfect, because you are right in the centre of my target market, boys. You don't have to know anything about fishing to enjoy this one. It's basically Russell Porrick Todd, if you remember the old Porrick Todd book done by Thomas Leisner back in the day. Oh, look, it's a light-hearted sort of fun. It's a satire, a satirical fishing manual, I call it. And Barry Jeffries and Roy McCoy, the two characters, played by none other than Terry Denaher and Triple M's Limo, actually.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh, Limo.
Well, we did a thing recently with Terry Denaher. We went up to Ungerry for the launching of the new Big Sharon statue and then the game of footy. And on our way back, Fat, in the private aeroplane... TD just demanded that the pilot take a right turn and we dropped him in a bloody paddock somewhere. That is true.
Well, at Nagambi, where he had to go to Michelin the winery that night, Jim. We dropped him at Nagambi.
We did.
Drew, did you come up with us? Because you are married to the lovely Beck Danaher, of course. Were you up at Ungerry with us for the big footy?
No, Beck and I didn't get the call up for that one. I think there was only so many seats on the plane, boys. No, I think we were a bit preoccupied that weekend, but we heard all about it. I know Nilo had a good time up there, and I think Beck's brother Benny jumped on as well and escorted your boys up. Yeah, it sounded like a good little time, actually.
So tell us about this Angling and Dangling, Idiot Guide to Fishing. It's made up, but there are some cameos from some of the Aussie favourites.
Yes, Bill. Well, look, the book parodies the likes of your Rex Hunts and your ETs, and they're actually in the book, both Rex and ET, amongst a lot of others. It embodies the everyday Aussie battler. But it's been a lot of fun putting it together. You know, we've got ET, Rex Hunt, Andrew Simons, Matty Hayden's in there, Dermy gets a run, Paddy Dangerfield,
Danny Green,
Street Anglers. Yeah, Danny Green's in there. He's quite the fisherman. And Dick Johnson as well, and a few others. So there's this whole backstory with the characters. Their status as celebrity fishermen is really only outweighed by their own sporting legend. And it wasn't too hard to make up Terry's. Well, although we did embellish it a little bit. Probably his bigger achievement than winning a couple of AFL premierships was taking out the thong throwing competition over in Whyalla in 1973. That's very high on the resume.
That's good.
Hey, Drewy, Nilo, the great man, of course, great friend of all of ours, one of the all-timers. We went up to Ungerry, Bill. You and I got up on stage and did some of our very sharpest stuff.
We thought it was our sharpest stuff, Jim.
I got good reviews, boys. Don't worry.
Hey, Drewy, we thought we were going beautifully until Mr. Danaher Sr. just said to the person organising it, get these two clowns off. So we got the shepherd's hook. And Neil Danaher, this is a Neil Danaher people don't know. He didn't stop laughing for an hour. He thought us getting the arse was the single funniest thing he's ever seen.
He actually kept saying to us, yeah, you did well, boys. Yeah. You're flying up there. And Jimmy just hooked us off. He hooked us off stage. Hey, how is Nilo, of course, your father-in-law? Drewy?
Nilo's well, boys. He's going well. He's on ice at the moment. He's precious property, as you can imagine, in the current climate. So so we got him tucked away there. But he's still pulling the strings behind everything with the big freeze and fight MNT. And I believe there's a steady flow of red wine bottles just rocking up at the doorstep for him as well.
Perfect.
He's doing well. He sends his regard. He actually sends a message.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me through a little text. He said, you better read this one to the boys. It's about fishing. I said, I'm going on the show to promote the book.
Yep.
And he said, tell the boys that your wife, that's Beck, and her brothers and sister tell many stories of their dad's good intentions but utter disasters on fishing campaigns. Then heading off on a charter as a large storm loomed, with his defence being his yabby catching championship on dry land in Ungerry, didn't translate over to the big oceans.
Wouldn't have. He'd be bloody hopeless, Neilo. Mind you, not on his own.
No, that's right, Jim. See, well, in the country like Neilo and myself, we used to just go to a dam or a little river, and you'd do yabby. You would. You'd take a little bit of meat out in the string, and you'd catch yabbies with mum's little net, and that's how you'd do it. But not, mate, not out in these big oceans where you're angling and dangling.
No.
That's exactly right, Bill.
All right, so how do we get latch onto a copy of this book, please?
Well, yeah, they're available online only, boys. So jump on to www.anglinganddangling.com.au and order yourself one there, and we'll get it out to you quicker than you can say Roy McCoy's a good sort. And you'd be laughing.
$40 million has been raised, by the way, for the Fight MND since it was launched in 2014. $40 million. Nearly $12 million this year, even in the middle of the pandemic lockdown. So what you do and what the family does, Drewy, is quite extraordinary. We congratulate you for that, and good luck with the book.
Thanks, JB and Bill. Appreciate you having me on. Have a good day, boys. Looking forward to the joke, Bill.
Good on you, Howie. It's a beauty.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.